and the slats, they were put up with what you call slats, you know, little all the way up, and then the hay was packed in there, and the cows would pull it, you know, through the cracks.
It was up off the ground.
Well, no, it was from the ground up. Eat from the ground up, you know. It went all the way to the ground, and then I say about this high, and he said, eat it, pull it down. Daddy would restack it, you know, and they'd eat through them.
Well, now, were the rats in the fields?
Yeah, they were in the fields after the hay and everything with corn, all that was oats, what have you, together. Well, then he made his, stacked his hay out there where
cows could feed.
Yeah, in the winter months, you know, when they run green grass, they'd put them in the fields.
I see. Have you ever heard of a hay cock?
No. Read of it, but never. I've read about a hay cock.
All right. And we talked about the shelters that they used for a cow. Did you ever hear of a milk pen? Did you ever hear this place? You talked about the dairy. Did you ever hear of a place called a milk pen or a milk gap where cows were milked?
No.
Okay. Where did they keep the hogs and the pigs on the farm?
Well, we had pens, hog pens, you know, built, stayed in there. And, well, they stayed in the fields, too. But I don't know how they used to make them so they could keep them in fields, but they did. After the potatoes or chufers, my daddy planted what they called chufers.
Chufers?
Chufers.
What are chufers?
You've never heard of chufers?
No, not chufers.
Well, it's a little, we used to like to eat them. It's some kind of a little old, it looks just kind of like grass when it's growing, and there's a lot of these little nut-like things on the bottoms of the, you know, you have to pull them. You pull the chufas out of the ground, and they have a sweet taste. We love them. You couldn't swallow them. You would chew them. We'd pull them up and wash them, you know, real good, and then chew them up, but it'll dry like in your mouth, and you spit it out, but they were good, and that's what he fed his pigs on.
Them.
No, we didn't. We might.
People did.
No, I just didn't like swan. Some of them might. I did. But anyway, that's what he'd turn the hogs into chufa patch and fatten them.
I never heard of that before. Were these a kind of nut?
Uh-huh.
Kind of
it's a nut. And they were just little things like the end of your finger.
Like the end of your finger.
They would just be jillions of them though on this. They would grow about this high, just like.
About a foot high?
Yeah, they kind of remind you of a monkey grass, the top of them. And then they had all these little, and he would just plant that, and he didn't gather the chufas. He just turned the hogs in to eat the chufas, and they'd get fat. That was just really making them fat.
I'm
going to
ask you something about hogs a little bit later on. Do you ever hear of the place where cows and horses are put out to graze is the
pasture.
Right. Did they ever grow any cotton? Harrison County, were you familiar with cotton?
Yes, my daddy planted one patch of cotton one time, one field of cotton.
Do you know what they call it when they went out to weed it with a hoe?
Chop it.
Now, that was getting the weeds out of the patch.
That must be.
Do you know the names of any grasses or weeds that they would have in a cotton patch that they wouldn't want there and they'd get out?
No, I wouldn't.
I keep looking down, I'm checking to make sure that my tape isn't running off, so just ignore me when I'm keeping my eye out here. All right, you talked about having... She said yesterday afternoon when I was visiting with her mother that she couldn't sleep. It's weather testing. I hope I'm not keeping you from your nap.
No, I don't go to sleep. I just lay down with her to get her to sleep. Bother me.
Every time I've done that with my little boy. My little boy fights sleep. Did your children?
No. Yeah, I only had the one, and she didn't like to sleep. And these grandbabies fight sleep, too.
My baby will go to sleep.
Some children will.
But my oldest boy, he fought it till the 11th hour. I rubbed his head. I patted his bottom, you know.
That's right.
And then just, even that, he's awake right early.